And what happens is you lay down that old critical spirit and the grace of God. Friend, the grace of God, the love of God, the blessed cross, the blood of Jesus, everything takes on a whole new different perspective. Your favorite hymns begin to change. The songs you sing, your interest in life, the power of sin has been broken and you're freed. Something good is going on inside of you, which even you cannot explain. That's part of what happens when God shatters, breaks, melts, sands, sifts, prunes, you name it. Friend, I'm telling you, it's all for our good. Then the fourth thing I want you to notice here. Not only does he deepen our understanding, but you would expect this. God never deserts us in our seasons of brokenness. Now, this is very important that you understand what I'm going to say. Now, you and I know he says in Hebrews chapter 13, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I can look back at some times in my life when God was breaking me, when the pain was so intense and the suffering so overwhelming. Though I knew in my mind he was there, in my emotions and in my spirit, I thought, God, you have deserted me. Now, I knew better. That's what I felt. In my mind, I held on to the truth. But in my emotions, I knew. I felt, God, where are you? Knowing at the very moment I asked where he was. But now, why do we say that God will never desert you? Because when God carries us through certain experiences of brokenness, depending upon the nature of the brokenness, the nature of the target that he's after, here's what he does. All of us are attached either to some things in life or to some person or to some relationship. We all have our attachments. And so what God is in the process of doing in breaking us is pulling us away. That is, he doesn't want us dependent upon anything but him. And we'll fight. We'll do anything in the world to keep, if we can just hang on a little bit, because we just can't face giving up control of our life. And we think, God, I'm willing to, but Lord, if I can just hang on. And God finally breaks. And when the brokenness comes, you know what happens? He separates us from what we have been dependent upon. And there may be moments or a season that you feel so alone. Or you may feel so fearful because you're not sure what God is up to. And God's knocked all the props out. You've said, okay, God, all the props are out. Can't depend on my finances. Can't depend on my education. Can't depend on my vocation. Can't depend on my wife. Can't depend on my husband. Can't depend on my children. Can't depend on my parents. Can't depend on anything. My friends, God, it's just you and me. Now, what we don't realize is all of us are far more dependent than we think we are. What does God want? He wants you to live in such, listen to this. Oh, if you could just get this. He wants you to live in such intimate oneness with him that everybody else in your life will take their place a level below your warm, intimate relationship with him. We all have an interdependence upon each other. But God wants our relationships to be healthy. And you see, the most healthy relationships are those in which a person understands that they are fully dependent upon God. Now listen, this is so very important. That my dependence is totally upon God, who is all sufficient to meet all my needs. Now, because I have him to meet all my needs, I can relate to this person without trying to suck out of them everything that I need, without trying to glean out of them all of my needs, without leaning on them and putting pressure on them. But now, because I'm a healthy, emotional person, my needs are being met by God, and therefore I don't have to lean, and I don't have to find my security in a relationship. I find my security in him. He's all sufficient for all things. Now I can back off and have a wonderful, healthy relationship with somebody. That releases them from pressure, releases me from pressure, and that's what builds wholesome, wonderful, holy relationships. Now,